City of Seattle has donated 3 parcels of land to develop affordable housing. One's in Finney Ridge, one's in Loyal Heights. Those were owned by City Light. And they say that they're going to build 27 affordable condominiums and townhomes for qualifying low and middle income families. The city will also pitch in a total of $2.2 million to help develop the sites. Okay. I was doing the math on this. The developer says it's going to cost $6.4 million to build 19 condos on the Finney Ridge parcel. That's a lot of money. So that works out to, without any land acquisition costs, because the city's giving you the land, that's $350,000 per condo with no land acquisition costs. And then the city says it'll also pitch in $2.2 million to help develop the sites. So if that's spread evenly among these three properties, that's another $700,000 for 19 condos. So it's going to cost us, the taxpayers, because the land's worth about $1 million each. The city's lying. They said the total appraised value of the three lots is $1.5 million. You cannot buy 19 parcel condo lots in Seattle for $500,000. You absolutely cannot. Does anybody recognize that this is why we have a homelessness crisis? Because of scams like this? Because builders, developers get wealthy. The people who, and Sound Transit with the same thing. Sound Transit, you know, told people, told developers in advance, you know, decades ago, this is where we're going to put the line. And what happened? Those people who had political connections started buying up property that they knew was going to explode in value along the Sound Transit rail line. And then what happens when these condos get built? Remember that King 5 story last year where they ambushed the Inslee staffer and the woman who heads up the House Democrats because there was low-income condos in Bellevue. And these insiders who owned a waterfront house down in the Olympia area, they were able to buy this land and they were able to scam the taxpayers who were subsidizing those condos. I'll get to that in a minute. First of all, here's Jenny Durkin, who says, oh, this is just putting public land to use.
And one of the things we have to do is to put our public lands to work for the public. We have to use all the tools we have, but to make sure that when we have lands that are available and suitable for housing, we find a way to use them for that.
So you could sell them at market value and pay for some other things. But you've got people, you've got developers, you've got builders, you have six-figure people who work in the homelessness industrial complex, and they're all getting wealthy off of homelessness, off of drug vagrancy, off of Sound Transit. There's a lot of connected people who get stinking rich on all of this. But you and me, we just have to keep dealing with the drugs and the crime and the homelessness and the graft in government.
As part of my Housing Now plan, we will be transmitting legislation for the disposition of 2 surplus City Light properties.
Oh, man, she's boring. I can't even play the rest of that. But, no, I love this. Remember King 5 last year when they confronted the woman who's the head of the House Democrats? She sits in front of the Democrats in Olympia. And they confronted her because she and her husband, who made a combined $300,000 a year, he was a Inslee policy advisor. She helped write the low-income housing legislation. And lo and behold, with their waterfront home in Olympia and their $300,000 a year in salary, they were able to buy a low-income condo that was mandated you had to live in it. but they were government insiders.
Hi, Ms. Altman. We're from the King 5 investigators. How is it that you and your husband qualify for your condo at the McKee?
I'm sorry, I'm a little caught off guard by this.
Okay.
And I'm also on my way somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So he just wanted to know, how'd you buy a low-income housing condo?
I just got back from a trip. I'm very tired. I'm supposed to go meet my mother right now, so I need to go.
Okay. Well, can I ask you, you own a house in Thurston County.
Yes.
How is the Bellevue condo, which is a second home, how would that qualify as an affordable housing unit?
I need to give this some thought. I'm not really sure.
Chris Daniels at King 5 is awesome in that story. So this is what all of this is about. It's not about changing lives. It's about government insiders scamming taxpayers so they can get rich. It's about others getting six-figure jobs. It's about developers, builders getting filthy rich, all off of a created problem of homelessness, drug vagrancy. The Sound Transit line does the exact same thing. It's all a big bilk.